The CARES Act, recently passed by Congress and signed by President Trump, includes $3.3 billion for local governments across Virginia. Fairfax County is the only jurisdiction in Virginia that'll automatically get money directly from the federal government based on its population, $200 million. Governor Ralph Northam gets to determine how to distribute the rest of it. More than $3 billion. Now, he could distribute it based on population, or he could hand it out based on economic need in a way similar to how schools are funded. Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says that's a tricky balancing act.
In addition to the health consequences, it's also important to take into consideration the economic consequences that are going to come from the virus. And not all local governments have the same ability to fill in for reductions in state aid.
Frank Shafroth at George Mason University predicts the governor will end up with a funding formula that's not based solely on population, a way to send more money to places like Lee County or Petersburg, and less money to places like Alexandria and Arlington.
There are some jurisdictions, particularly in Northern Virginia, that are more than able to take care of themselves. It will be difficult, but they can do it. There are some areas that are far less able and likely to be suffering much greater economic harm.
Budget officials at local governments across Virginia are now in the process of trying to figure out how they're going to spend all that money after they figure out how much they're getting. I'm Michael Pope.